You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
It's Cash the Ticket. Jim Costa, Mike Valeni getting set for week 13 in the NFL, a post-Thanksgiving world. Mike, how you doing?
I'm great, man. Especially NFL, I just get a different energy. I'm killing it. I feel good about it. Yeah. I feel like I have a grasp of what the hell is going on versus college. I feel like I'm in a kitchen, pitch black, searching for knives.
Like, what is this? These are tongs. I don't need these.
I need a strainer.
Okay, this week, we'll set the scene. But last week, you went 4-2, 39-31-3 on the season.
Shout out Richie James. It should be 5-1. Prick.
Still damn good.
Dude, I know. It was there. But I feel good about it.
Well, think about that. So that's over what? Quick math here. 70 games. 39 of them you've hit.
I don't feel bad about it.
No, that's great. And then for me, 5-3 last week. Colts let me down. I'm 39-36-2. Above
Shame.
Water.
I know. No, you're doing great,
man. But that's the thing. College, the overall records, whatever. NFL, we've been locked in. We pick our spots. We've been doing very well. This week, counting Thursday Night Football, you got four triple Ds.
I know.
The home desperate dogs.
Oh, we're going to play with all of them.
Really?
No, I'll be honest. A couple of them are auto plays to me. I don't want to reveal anything, but we can keep it. There's one I can't bring myself to play. I won't tell you which, but there is one that is so rancid, that has such a funk to it.
I think I know which one it
like
is.
Like, for instance, cheese. Unless you're lactose intolerant, I think everyone likes cheese.
Yeah.
But then there's certain cheese that is so repugnant.
Smelly cheese.
So funky. Like, you're just like, no thank you. No. That is the one triple D desperate divisional dog that I cannot touch this week. But we'll get to it.
We'll get there when we get there because I think I know who it is. All right. You want to give people the full board?
Yes, the board brought to you by FanDuel, or excuse me, presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
I think they're also bringing it too.
Bringing, presenting,
you,
whatever
delivered.
You like. Taking your deposits. All right, let's go. Lead off.
All right, the first one I have, Vikings and Jets. This is a good week of games.
It is.
Vikings -3 at home against the Jets. The total's 44.5. I love a side here.
Go.
Vikings. You smiling? You're nodding?
I am. Okay. I think you're on the right track.
To be talked about. Mike White having a moment in your city, New York, right? Everybody's yuppieing it up. Oh, Mike White, he's a hero. He's a savior. Didn't they do this bit like a year ago? He had one great game, 400 yards passing. They won, big win against Cincinnati.
Yep.
Do you know what happened the next two games? He played like Mike White. Not the cult hero, but like the guy who isn't a starting quarterback in the National Football League. Blowout losses, both by two touchdowns or more. He was a 56% passer, one touchdown, four picks. He turns back into a pumpkin, Minnesota at home, only giving 3. Cousins, 1 p.m. window. Everything works. I go Minnesota.
Yeah, the lean would be Vikings here. I think you've nailed it. Like, Mike White's best quality is that he's not Zach Wilson. And it was all over the papers this week. No, it's the truth. Zach Wilson, largely viewed as a dick by teammates, had to go back in, had to apologize, had to try to re-earn respect. Robert Saleh is already doing the Zach's career is not over here. It's a little messy to me, and I'm with you. Look, Mike White comes out, wrecks the Chicago defense.
Which is an awful defense.
Exactly. So now, look, I don't think the Vikings defense is any great shakes, but we're going to take this puppy, we're going to go on the road, we're going to take on a Vikings team who the last time we saw them was getting end of Braveheart, William Wallace, drop the tissue paper, they just cut me in half. I feel like the Vikes would be the side here.
Mm-hmm.
I do. What scares me, Viking O-line, Jet defense.
You know, specifically Quinnen Williams, it's an interior issue more than it is like 5-on-5. It's the interior. Williams could have a big day. I'm just going to factor in that everywhere else I think the Vikings are better. The only thing that scared me was that it's only 3. Like that Vegas is like, hey, I think Jets are going to hang in and make you sweat this.
But I think part of your play here is you're selling the Jets high.
Yeah.
And you're buying the Vikes low.
Which people know I'm not high on the Vikings. Yeah. This is just a spot more than it is. And there's a couple games like that this week where I'm going to turn against some of my teams because I think that's where the line tells you to go.
Yeah. No, I think you're on the right track there. Much like you with what you just did to me with the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
People can go download that. I'm going to stay away from this one. Let's go to the next game.
Lions -1 against the Jags. Are we ready to bet the Lions as a favorite?
No. I'm sorry to do it to
you. Okay.
I can't.
I'm not mad at you. Like,
take the lead.
If it wasn't for Trevor Lawrence in that last drive against Baltimore, I think I'm confidently playing the Lions. But Lawrence is having a little bit of a moment. And this is one of those things that we thought could happen in year 2 with Doug Peterson. Off a bye, he goes 3 touchdowns, leads the game-winning drive, 2-point conversion, the maturation. That's the only reason I pause. It's nothing against the Lions who've been playing better football.
Sure.
But can I confidently play them as a favorite? No, I don't think so.
No, and for me, I think Trevor Lawrence grew up. I think they've got a real connectivity with Doug Peterson. And look, the Jags have been in every game. And
one of the better point differentials in the whole league.
Yeah, and the storyline was, hey, they don't know how to close. Well, they did it last week against a Baltimore team that could be the one seed in the AFC. The Lions, to me, still find ways to lose games. And the Dan Campbell thing can't be overlooked. Look, I did this in the afternoon show, and I don't want to re-adjudicate it, but he blew it at the end of the first half because he didn't know the rules.
The gaffe at the end of the half.
And he blew it at the end of the game.
Yep.
And I actually like the Jags here, and I'm actually going to play the Jags here.
Really?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to play the Jags. Look, the Lions are somewhere between not ass and not good, which leaves you wholly mediocre, and it leaves you as a team that I'm never going to bet as a favorite because I don't think the Jags are terrible. I don't think the Jags are irreparably damaged. I think they're a young team that's trying to figure it out.
These two teams are in a similar spot. Like
they are.
Who's figuring it out more? And the answer might be that you think they're on the same level, so just take the point.
That's
kind of where I'm at because I don't want this to come across as like I'm at all souring on the Lions. They're 3-1 in the last 4 games. Their only losses to the Bills. Aiden Hutchinson is NFC defensive. Is it NFC Defensive Rookie of the Week? Whatever month, whatever it is. No, it's the month. Yeah, he was the Rookie of the Month in the NFL. So you've got some dudes to build around in Detroit.
And
they're playing better on defense. I won't be at all shocked if they win this game at home.
Jaguars only have one game where you go, what? And it was a game against Houston like, 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The loss to the Commanders. They had it. Didn't close it. They shut out the Colts. They bombed the Chargers on the road. Went to Philly, acquitted themselves nicely. It was a rainstorm. It's pretty clear Trevor Lawrence cannot play in elements. You can look.
Mm-hmm.
This game's indoors.
Yep.
Texans game, you draw a line through it. Colts by 7, Giants by 6, Broncos by 4, beat the Raiders, Chiefs by 10, no shame, beat the Ravens. I just feel like when you look at it, they play in the tougher conference. They've played a tougher schedule. They measure up. Mm-hmm. There's no great disparity home and road. And I feel like I get an advantage at coach and I get an advantage at quarterback. That's no shot on Dan Campbell. Doug Peterson's won a Super Bowl. You've never won Bupkis. And I'm not shitting all over Jared Goff, but I'll take Trevor Lawrence any day of the week.
Goff's been, and I looked this up, actually pretty decent at home. Decent at home this season where you're not playing in the elements, where you've got your offensive line. I'd still rather have T-Law.
I'm taking.
So I get what you're doing.
I'm taking the Jets.
All right, this next one. I don't have any notes on it, but it is an NFL game being played this week. So it's on our sheet. No, I'm going to be transparent. Like, I have little blurbs on every game we do. This is empty. There, I have nothing.
What a sales pitch.
Falcons minus 1.5 against the Steelers.
Yeah.
You got a lean, a side, a total's 42.5.
I do. It's the Steelers.
Really?
Yeah, it's Steelers to me.
Another road game for them.
Yeah, and again, I had them on Monday night short against week. The Colts, and they won the game. I know it wasn't pretty. Pickett's giving them what they need. The defense looks better with T.J. Watt back. And with Atlanta, let's just face it. Like, we had the fun the first 6 weeks. I look at the Steelers team, and I go, well, why isn't this number bigger? Why, if Atlanta's so legitimate, why aren't they throwing a field goal at home? Aren't they the same team? I'm asking you.
No, they are. I mean,
not making a bold declaration.
Neither team's excited about their quarterback.
Look, I'll put it to you this way. This is my scariest play of the week. This would be the one I could take off the card at the end, but being that you just told me you don't have notes on this game.
I have nothing on this game.
Do you hate when I said Steelers?
No, my lean was probably Atlanta, to be honest with you. Short week, they can run the ball. You can neutralize Watt a little bit. But like you said, is Atlanta a team you feel comfortable betting as a favorite?
No. I don't.
Next game.
I'm going to take the Steelers.
Okay.
I'm going to put that on the card.
Apologies to all the Steeler fans and Falcons fans. I don't have more to give you on this.
No, dude, you don't have to. It's more, when I look at some of these games, we're getting to the point in the season, you have to lose bias and you have to begin, okay, we have all these data points. I view Pittsburgh and Atlanta as essentially the same team. And I go, okay.
We'll take the home team then.
No. And I'll tell you why. The Steelers, I've got known commodities on defense. And whether it's Minkah Fitzpatrick, whether it's T.J. Watt, whether it's Cameron Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have some dudes. That travels. Now, it's not the Steeler defenses of old. But what bothers me with Atlanta is still they cannot consistently pass the football. I look at the Steelers, I go, George Pickens has developed into wide receiver one. He's a weapon. You have Deontay Johnson. You have players. And what does Atlanta not do? They don't generate a pass rush.
Not at all.
And they don't have a secondary outside of A.J. Terrell.
Well, I was going to say, you talk about studs. They do have a couple. Grady Jarrett and A.J. Terrell.
Amen. And Terrell's been banged up all year. I just feel like this is a decent Steelers spot. They measured up against Cincinnati, went on the road and beat a Colts team nobody thought they'd beat. I'm actually going to free roll at one time and take him.
Okay, cool. So you got the Steelers.
Yeah.
Let's get to one of those triple Ds.
Yeah.
Home division desperate dogs. The Chicago Bears getting 5.5 points, welcoming Aaron Rodgers in. I believe he has a deed to the stadium. Do you have a play? Is this the
Packers
team? Okay, no, it's not the team.
Not the team. Packers. Fields beat up. You know, again, status, destination unknown. I don't know if he plays. You look at Green Bay. This Bears defense can't stop a soul.
Awful.
I don't want to play this game. But you asked me what I would do. It would be the Packers. I think the Bears have reached unbettable phase as long as Fields is compromised.
Yeah, I have it as a Packer lean too. And it's one of those rule breakers. I said I don't want to bet them as a favorite. They are a favorite. But the Bears are awful on defense. Rodgers owns them. And yeah, the Fields thing, he's not making plays in the pocket.
No.
He's making them on the edges through contact.
He's their entire offense. Yep. And if he's not going to play, and again, I don't know his status when we're taping, do you?
Right? No, I don't.
Okay. I can't recommend the Bears.
When there was a chance Nathan Peterman was going to play last week.
Oh, my God.
Trevor Siemian got hurt in warmups, which I didn't think could happen.
It happened.
I just like, can someone it's break real. That down for me? They shoot him up, he plays anyway. Yeah, no, I want no part of betting the Bears. I'm not going to play the Packers, though.
Nope, don't want it.
Okay, this is the team. This is the stinky cheese. The Giants, your Giants at home against the Commanders, Washington minus 2.5. That's the team, right? I don't even know if this is going to get picked up. What are you playing?
This is NFL primetime. Here.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Da, 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 da. All right, Commanders. You cannot touch the New York Football Giants. You can't. From an injury standpoint, they don't have any bodies. They don't have anything. Now, they may get a few guys back this week, but when you're talking the Commanders, look at that front against the Giants line where Evan Neal may or may not play right tackle. Mm-hmm. All right, let's say Andrew Thomas goes head up against Chase Young, takes him out. The interior of that Giants line does not stack up against Washington. We factor in what Washington's doing offensively. The Giants' Adoree' Jackson may or may not play. The other corner's name escapes me. Forgive me. He's out. They're down team captain Xavier McKinney because he decided he was going to go ride a fucking ATV on a bye week, and he broke his hand. Cookies, it just gets to a point. The Giants have been a fun story. But you know what I'm going to start to do now as we head towards Christmas? I'm going to bet against them every week. I don't have any feelings. Yes, they are my team. I think they're toast. I really do. And I think the Commanders have turned into a very business-like team, and they're the healthier team. I got to roll with it. I'm going to take the Commanders and lay the two.
I wish Vegas wasn't so sharp because it feels like a lot of people would assume the Giants would be favored in this game, the home team. But Vegas is sharp.
Yeah, I think this, the
collapse is on, by the way.
It is.
And I know, what is it, just one loss, two losses in a row, Lions and Cowboys. But here's the upcoming schedule for your Giants.
Washington, Eagles, Washington.
At Minnesota. They get a brief reprieve against the Colts, but they're not.
That's not a reprieve.
And then they end the season at the Eagles.
Yeah,
they going to win more than one game the rest of the way?
That's why I told you. I'm betting against them the whole way. Plus, I think the Giants will be a very public team here. Home dog, home divisional dog. Mm-hmm. Giants are good, brah. No, they're not.
No, and it's a styles make fights thing, too. Yeah. They want to run the ball, stout Commander defense.
Yep.
The other side of the ball, you can run on the Giants.
Who's playing wide receiver for the Giants?
Richie James?
No, that's my point. That's my point. They're just out of bodies. Well, it's been a fun run, but they're out of bodies.
You want a blitz, Wink Martindale does. Taylor Heinicke is going to be short underneath stuff. He's more than capable against the blitz.
Look, Heinicke's going to put one in the air for you. He's still going to make a what-the-fuck throw here or there. I just feel like the Giants have no pathway to get to 20 points. I think the Commanders, as long as they don't show up with a clown car performance, this is one of the rare times you'll see me take a road divisional favorite.
We're both doing it, by the way. I'm playing the Commanders,
great.
Too.
I'm in. I'm taking the Commanders.
Okay. With what we've said, under at all interesting? 40 and a half.
I mean, hold on now.
I guess I don't know if this is updated
as of
today.
No. I should know the weather. I'm flying out Sunday.
No, I
morning.
Know, but I'm saying if the line moved, I want to just get the updated total.
I got you. Hold on. So the weather, actually, you know, it's funny. I have East Rutherford in here. Okay. Weather for Sunday for the game. No, 47. It'll be 44. High of 44, low of 27, partly cloudy. No precipitation in the swamp in Jersey. That's just a classic NFC East game. I'm going to take the Commanders.
Okay. We'll just both play the side.
I like it.
Eagles, Titans. I've got 5.5. Is that what we're looking at?
It's what we're looking at, all right.
All right, Eagles minus 5.5 against the Titans. The total's 44.5. I'm playing the Titans.
Tell me why.
Okay. Jordan Davis may be back. We'll see.
I need that answer first.
But even if he is back, Derrick Henry is a different kind of problem for a team that struggled in the interior. I don't know that Jordan Davis is going to come back. They've activated the window to bring him back over the next 3 weeks. Maybe he plays this week. Either way, potentially bad ankle, still coming back first game. Derrick Henry's a different kind of problem for a team that has struggled to stop the run. It's the one weakness we've been able to find in Philly this year. The other thing, good matchup when the Titans' defense is on the field. They've got an underrated front. They stop the run, third best run defense in the NFL. They're great in the red zone, which you got to be against the Eagles. Jalen Hurts in the red zone, the QB run, the RPO. Titans stop the run. Titans give up field goals, not touchdowns. You hang around, you got points. And Vrabel, nobody likes to bet Vrabel, but these are the spots you want to bet Vrabel.
No, it's fair. It's fair. I need to know whether, if the Eagles don't have Jordan Davis, I think the Titans are absolutely a play. And guys, you can go back and look before Jordan Davis got hurt and after. It's two completely different run defenses for Philadelphia. That matters in a game like this. And I hate distilling it down to one singular player. But I will, and I think offensively, you've seen the Dallas Goedert injury play a role here. And this is what happens. This is why in the NFL, the season's long. These teams are not going to just keep going automatic 30-point bombs every week. You're seeing the Eagles in a little bit of a lull. Vrabel has this down to a science about being this road dog, being a team that's going to make it a damn street fight.
Mm-hmm. But which I think you have to do against Philly.
I got to wait and see Jordan Davis. If Jordan Davis is out, I think the Titans would be the play. But I can't do it without knowing.
I'm not worried even if he does play. Like you said, it turns into a street fight. And if you're going to play the Eagles, you got to have to muck them up, beat up their receivers, make it a physical game.
Yep.
That's the way you have to play against them. And I think that's to the DNA of how Vrabel's Titans play.
No, I'm not. Believe me, I am mad at it.
Okay.
I'm a little more conservative.
Okay. How about this next one? We got the Ravens -8.5 against the Denver Broncos. Totals 38.5. I have a note in here. Oh. Bo Callahan. Did you see this story?
Oh, Russell Wilson's birthday.
Sierra throws a birthday party. Half the team shows up, which means half the team didn't show up to his birthday party. Listen, you could say, don't read that much into it. The team is big, still had a bunch of guys show up. It's a story only because he's so inauthentic and you've seen a blow up on the sideline and you wonder about the state of the team.
Mike Purcell last week.
Yeah, so you wonder about the state of the team and then the report comes out. Half the guys didn't care to go to his birthday party.
All right, it's taking everything in my body not to just take the Broncos because you're getting an unbelievable number here of 8.5. But, like, let's think about this. You want to talk about a game where I don't trust either side. You're looking at it. The Ravens have lost the right to be a 7.5-point favorite over anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody. Mm-hmm. They don't protect any leads. They've blown, I believe, 5 fourth-quarter leads. Might be 5 double-digit fourth-quarter leads. Can't trust you. And then you're facing one of the 5 best defenses in the league. It's just nobody talks about it. But you're facing a Bronco team where Jim just told you about the noise. How about the stories coming out where Russ is at the line calling audibles from Seattle?
Oh, no. I didn't see that.
Guys are coming back to the huddle like, bro,
we don't have that play.
What the fuck does Mastacholi mean? That's not even in the book. Like, it's a clusterfuck. You got Nate Hackett, who I swear was brought there because they thought they were getting Aaron Rodgers. Yep. And then they gave him the summer sausage package, the booby prize, and it's Russ Wilson. Russ looks out of shape. He looks slow. He looks like he's in a some form of, like, medically induced high. And you've got the teammates screaming and yelling at him, the birthday party, the audible thing.
Well, how many people went to that birthday party just to see Sierra? I mean, what percentage of those guys actually went there to see Russell?
Probably more than who's gone to see her in concert. She hasn't had a hit in 25 years. God. Sorry.
So we're not going to play Nathaniel Hackett, and we're not going to play the Ravens, but we should play the under. I'm playing the under. Oh, God,
tell me it's got a 4 in front of it, please.
No, it's a 38.5.
Oh, my God.
Mike, the under, 10-1 in Denver games this season. They score 14 a game. That's dead last.
That, the Ravens. By the way, if that stays, I did read something earlier in the week. They would be the worst offense since the 2000 Ravens, I believe.
So I want to bet the worst offense in 20 years. I want to bet the under as often as I can. And then you got to consider, well, what's on the other side? First of all, Denver plays defense, which helps all these unders hit. And Baltimore, Stanley the tackle's been hurt. They don't have a downfield passing game. Lamar's dealing with a quad injury. Their offense is limited. 38.5, I'm playing the under.
Do you worry Vegas catches up?
Maybe, but this isn't like 28.
Well, no. I mean, Jim, for God's sakes. I'm just saying. I'm trying to think
the number would have to be for me not to play the under, and I do think it would have to be like 31 or something before.
You're a lone ranger on that deal.
I've been hitting on them, too.
I know you have, so I don't want to screw it up. Keep moving. Okay. Keep moving.
Personal matchup. Deshaun Watson at his old team, the Houston Texans.
This was such a tough game to cap.
Spread, by the way, Browns -7.
Everything tells you bet the Browns, right? The Texans are done.
They've already gone to a backup quarterback.
And the Browns, that was my favorite play last week. Nice. I love winning outright, but like.
How great for Jacoby Brissett, by the way.
Yeah. And
that's kind of his send-off.
Your reward is to get benched, and here's your problem.
Buying tickets to a game, especially last minute, it can be a hassle. Took a trip to Chicago with some buddies. We decided, hey, let's go to Wrigley. Try to find the deal. Let me tell you, last-minute ticket prices, it's brutal. The Game Time app is here to change that. Authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which means it's fast, it's easy, and the big thing, prices on the Game Time app actually go down as you get closer to the first pitch. Great last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee. About that guarantee, if you find a ticket in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% the difference. Like right now, I'm looking in the app, Tigers Twins.
You find the cheapest seats. It's right there in red with the flame, $4 seat in right field. The flash deals are in yellow, and the best deal with the blue ribbon, $50 behind home plate, 12 rows up. The app is easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with GameTime. Download the GameTime app, create an account, use code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the GameTime app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Not only is Deshaun Watson going to play his first football game in, what, over 2 years?
It's going to be rusty.
He's going to be on the road. There are reports that some of the accusers are going to be in the crowd.
I saw that.
Guys, I know some of you are going to roll your eyes and go, Mike, that has nothing to do with fucking football. But my retort to that is these are men, not machines. I haven't seen Deshaun Watson in an actual competitive environment in years, plural. For me to just flippantly go, fuck it, lay the seven. I can't. I know early in the year we did a nice job with the Texans. I can't do it, guys. I don't want you to think I'm a chicken shit, but you know what I want to do? I want to watch this. I want to watch it. I want to see what version of Deshaun Watson is even there. I can't do it, Jim.
So this is going to sound weird. Watson is absolutely their long-term quarterback over Brissett, but I'd feel better with Brissett in the spot because I think, too, you lean on the ground game. Chubb against the Houston Texans run defense is a great matchup, and they still could with Watson, but is there going to be a pressure to get him in rhythm and let him make a statement?
Plus, here's the thing. We don't know what – when you look at the offense, and let's say you build you know, like those charts that show you data points?
Mm-hmm.
If you put that chart out there, we don't even know what corners of the offense Deshaun is comfortable with or likes or doesn't like. You only know that through hundreds, thousands, if you will, of reps within the system. I can't do it. I want to, but I can't. And I know it'll happen. It'll be Sunday afternoon. I'll be home. My flight lands early in the morning. And I'll be watching, and it'll be 38 to 10 Browns, and Cookies will verbally assault me. But I can't do this game.
I'm not betting it either.
Okay.
Seattle, -7.5 at the Rams. Totals 41.5. Update, Aaron Donald out. They already don't generate any pressure. Stafford, doubtful time of taping. He's not playing. No Cup, no Allen Robinson. I don't even know, who's playing for the Rams at this point? So it's what? It's Seattle. Seattle or pass?
This is the one that is so offensive. This is the stinkiest blue cheese ever. Everything in my body is like, you kind of have to take the Rams here, and I cannot do it. This is an absolute stay away. Everything you said, no Aaron Donald, they don't get pressure anyways. Stafford's not going to play, no Cooper Kupp, no Allen Robinson. You go, well, you just take it. You cannot go on the road in December in division laying north of a TD. You can't. It's just a bet you don't make.
Right.
It may work here. Over the long haul, you make that bet, you're living under an overpass. You know what this game is? Leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
I don't even recognize. Yeah, this is a triple D. There's an extra one that I didn't even account for. You're right. This is another
one. This is the one I cannot touch.
So hold on. There's five this week, counting Thursday night, this one, and one more we're going to get to.
And I'm on a couple of them.
No, I know.
I'm not on the Giants. I'm not on the Bears, and I'm not on this. Okay. I can't. Maybe I'm making a mistake.
No.
But I feel like two of the teams, they're missing their quarterback. They're damn near unbettable.
Yeah, the only thought was Seattle off a loss, chance to run up a number in division. But yeah, you're right. It's probably too rich to go over the field or over the touchdown. All right, next game. This should be in Sunday night primetime spot, right? This is the matchup everybody's talking about all week.
Yep.
Yet for some reason, Cowboys-Colts will be the primetime game.
Yep.
I'm talking Niners. I'm talking Dolphins. San Francisco -3.5 is the home team.
You lead. You're the one who's got to play on it.
Yeah, I'm playing the Dolphins. And I want to preface this with, I believe in the Niners way more. If you've listened to the show, I have my concerns about Miami. But it's about matchups. Niners' weakness on defense, their corners. Tua's good when you don't blitz him. The Niners don't blitz. Time to find Waddle and Hill. They're undefeated with Tua. They're getting more than a field goal. I'm playing the Miami Dolphins. And don't confuse this. I'm not joining Tuanon or whatever these people who think he's some great quarterback are. I like him in this spot.
That is quite a witty play on words. Good for you.
I didn't come up with that. That's a thing.
What would scare me is Teron Armstead left last week's game with I believe a pec injury. You know, and I understand left-handed quarterback, left tackle, it's not the same, but I worry, you know, you're right. The Niners don't blitz, but they get pressure with four or less 41% of the time.
Mm-hmm. It's a great front.
It's a lot of people in coverage. Here's the other thing. When we look at the other side of the ball, the Dolphins do a good job against the run.
They do. That's the one area on defense.
That's what I was just about to say, though. All of these weapons that Frisco has are slowly getting integrated into this deal. Is this like one of the unicorn weeks where Jimmy G looks really good?
Is McCaffrey 100%? Because I know he's dinged up this week. One fewer weapon.
Yeah.
I like the Niners. If you told me you got to bet one of these teams to win the Super Bowl, I'd bet the Niners over the Dolphins.
Yeah.
But that's not what the bet is. It's who you like this weekend.
I don't like the number. That's really my problem.
What do you think it should be? Like four and a half?
In order for me to bet the Dolphins, I would need it up there. Yeah.
Okay.
To bet the Niners, I want it at three or less. I feel like it's a damn good football game where the number's kind of right where it should be. Now if you reverse this and you're saying, hey, Niners are on the road, lay in the 2.5 or 3. I get a different perspective. I want to stay away because I really want to. I want to watch this.
And just appreciate it.
There's a part of it. There's an element here. I want to see Tua against a really good D on the road, and I want to see it look seamless.
Well, because if you've watched him this year, and I know what the numbers suggest, and people may be mad that I'm not lapping it up on Tua, he still underthrows the deep ball. I think that's a concern for a team that's predicated on hitting speedy receivers 40 yards down the field, but he does have those weapons, and this is going to be a week where he's going to have some opportunities to make those throws.
Yep. Agree. No, I agree with you. Go ahead. Next game.
Another great matchup. Chiefs-Bengals. Game is in Cincinnati.
I know.
Kansas City's a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah. Doesn't this define coin flip, realistically?
Yeah.
Two teams, familiarity. Look, we've talked about it. The Bengals at the start of the year were over here, and where they are now is way over here. I think the thing I can't get out of my mind is Lou Anarumo. I bring him up all the time, defensive coordinator for Cincinnati. You know what dawned on me when I was starting to look at this game?
What?
No one scores on the Bengals in the second half. It's been this big thing. Mm-hmm. Go back to the playoff game last year. The Chiefs had the half of their life in the first half. Do you know what the Bengals did to them in the second half?
Slam the door.
They put the vice grips on. My problem is, and you've got some great research I want you to give the people here, the Chiefs just don't lose this time of year.
15-2 with Mahomes in November, 17-2 with Mahomes in December. This game will be played in December.
They just don't lose. But it is in Cincy, it is Joe Burrow, and it is a team that's already unlocked how to beat this team. And they went to Arrowhead and did it. Isn't the lean Bengals here?
Yeah, you remember that playoff game. They hold them to a field goal at the end.
Right.
They get the key stop in overtime. You thought they were dead. When Mahomes gets the ball to start overtime, you're like, boy, it was the most flustered Mahomes had looked all season.
Yep.
But I don't know if you've realized they lose Tyreek Hill. They're the number one offense in football again.
I know.
Again, they're the best offense in football.
It's a game where everybody wants a pick. And I look at it, there's no advantage in this number.
No, because I would tell you, I think the Chiefs are more likely to win, but you're paying at cost to do it.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I don't – look, man, I guys, my job is to make this pod entertaining, but B, try to have a nice record for you. Try to do my job.
Steer people the right
way. I didn't get where I got by just fucking around YOLO and picking every game. I can't.
Again, but this is like the game we just talked about. If it was a point different, maybe I take the Bengals in 3.5.
Totally. Bengals at home getting 3.5?
Right,
automatic.
But I'm saying the difference of being on the other side of the three, I feel comfortable with the Dolphins at 3.5. I don't feel comfortable with the Bengals.
Hell,
at 2.5.
If this game was in Arrowhead and you're throwing me 4.5, I take the Bengals all day.
Right.
Let's go play the game.
But this one feels priced well.
There's no advantage. You're asking me to pick the winner, and I got to be honest, may as well flip a fucking coin. Yeah.
Or bet it live.
Now, see, that I like.
Do you have any thought on the total? It's the biggest total of the week, 52.5. If you like the defense for Cincy, would you consider the under?
In a Mahomes game? No way.
So you can't. Okay.
I can't.
Chargers, Raiders. This is down to a point. Down to a point.
Raiders.
No. It's the Chargers.
No, it's the Raiders.
Okay, let's walk through. This is the last triple D. The Raiders are the home team. They're getting a point.
That's right.
They played in 2 straight overtime games.
And they won them.
They did win both.
Are good. They're immaculate.
And it's Jerry Jacobs against a bad run defense in Los Angeles.
And it's the Chargers as a favorite on the road, which I don't know. There's got to be a Bible verse about. And it just says, that shit be fucked up. You can't do it. Can't do it.
Like a priest.
Psalms 149. Chargers road favorite. It is fucketh. Like, that's it. That's it.
Okay, but is there any concern Jacobs 33 carries, the workload, bounce back spot?
Playing for a contract.
Okay.
He's playing for the Quan.
I just remember Saquon Barkley had a 30 carry game. You were there against the Texans.
Yeah.
Very next week against the Lions. Didn't have the same burst, didn't have the same jolt.
He had nowhere to run, let's be fair.
Okay, but you go back to a generation ago and guys would run it 30 times and then turn right around and run it another 30. Guys aren't used to doing that anymore. That workload isn't sustainable. And they've won 2 very close games.
Now keep talking and tell me this doesn't make the pod better.
It does make it better.
Do it now.
Raiders defense is awful, especially on the back end. Justin Herbert on the move with his weapons healthy. Eckler, Allen, Everett. I'll take Herbert. Only got to give up a point against one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. I'll take the Chargers.
I stopped listening. I got lost in the music. It was unbelievable. Go, Chargers, go.
Arnold out there.
I'm taking the Raiders.
Okay, I'm taking the Chargers. Sunday Night Football. Why is this here? Why is this here? Who is this for? The NFL rates, no matter who you put on TV, why do we got to cram the Cowboys as a 10.5 point favorite?
Isn't that pretty ugly?
In front of everybody against the Colts.
Pretty ugly, isn't it?
Do I take the under at 43.5? Actually, now that I'm looking at this live, maybe I do want to take the under.
Because
I don't want to bet a side.
All right, there's no way I'm laying 10, tell you that. If I had to pick, if you were like Michael, the people demand picks, I am forcing you to pick this game. I actually would take Cowboys. You're talking about one team that's Super Bowl caliber and the other team where, you know, they got the local mailman coaching the team. So if you're forcing me to do it, that's where I would go. But because I like the Monday night game, I'm not touching this one. Oh, I got to play for you on Monday night.
Oh, we both like Monday night.
The whole.
Well, this is good.
Been waiting all day.
See, you know,
for
Mike
Monday
did something
night.
Different this week. I put all my notes in the sheet. Mike, you call me Sneaky Bets. You got like your own separate document, his own separate research. I'm flying blind. I don't know what he likes and doesn't like.
Because my selections, I thought about this when I was doing it last night. I go, you know what I'm going to do? This is such a disgusting call. Like, my picks are, because it's funny. People are going to listen to the pod and they'll go, wow, it's a great week NFL football. I can't wait to listen to Cookies and Mike. And they're like, but Mike's not picking the good games. He's picking the shit games.
He's taking the Raiders and the Jags and the Steelers.
Oh, and guess who else I'm taking?
Who
that? Give me the Saints plus four.
Proud
and
of you. I'm 3.5.
Oh, shit. It changed?
Yes.
God bless it.
I'm not happy about it either.
I love the 4.5's the new 3.5. 40's the new 30.
So because you love this and I do too, but you go ahead, run with it.
No, it's just the Saints have unlocked something where they always beat the Bucs, even when the Bucs are good. Mm-hmm. Brady was 217-0 when leading by 7 with a minute to go. He's now 217-1. Tom Brady's not good, people. I don't care how many times Tony Romo highlights one singular throw and goes, ooh, Jim, look at that. Ooh.
I don't got it.
I don't care. The Saints defense travels. The Bucs are a goddamn disaster. And you want me to believe that they're just going to go out, win by a TD. I'm sorry. You're giving me 3.5. I don't need the Saints to win. Go ahead and lose 20-17. Fuck it. I don't care. It's a divisional game. I don't trust the Bucs. They have absolutely nothing going for them. Nothing. Tell me what they have going for them where I go, in Romo world, ooh, Jim, tell me.
We sniffed this out a week ago. They were coming off the bye, coming off the Germany win, and people were going, Brady found it. He found it. We bet against him last week. We got the outright win in overtime, and yet they're still being given the respect of more than 3 points here.
That's people saying how they want it to be, not how it is.
Brady 1-4 against the Saints since he joined Tampa. They did win earlier this year, but if you remember that game, I think we were on the Saints.
We were. Jameis threw a horrific turnover. There was a pick six involved.
It was a fourth quarter meltdown.
Yeah, the Saints were fine.
Do you realize the Saints are scoring more points per game than the Bucs? No, I know. Like, that's breaking news to people. Seriously, you go, the Andy Dalton-led Saints are a more prolific offense than Tom Brady's Buccaneers. Now, keep in mind, the Saints' defense was banged up. They got both edge guys back last week. I want to monitor Marshawn Lattimore because he owns Mike Evans.
Just keep talking.
This is a Saints play. I'm with you.
Keep talking.
Take Nollins.
Doot, doot. Come on. Say something, Jim. Give me some capping.
Marshawn Lattimore has held Mike Evans under 100 yards in the last 3 meetings. Held him to just 1 touchdown in those games. I got an inkling Lattimore's back.
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. All right, let's go, Saints. That's go it. Saints plus 3.5. I'm telling you, we got to integrate music for your for some of your best caps of the week.
Oh, it'd be great.
Carry on.
I think that's it. Teaser pleaser. Let's do this in the moment.
Let's talk about this. So we're going to go live. We're going to do it live.
Okay, I had 3 that I wrote down. I think
here's the thing. My card is chock full of teaser delights because it's Raiders, you could go to 7.5. Jags, you could go to 7. Steelers, you could go to 7.5. Saints, you could go to 9.5. It's like Toys R Us. You can do whatever you want here.
The teams I put on, I had the Titans plus 11.5.
I'm not angry about it.
Okay. Vrabel, keep it close, even if you don't
think. The other two, you can keep.
I had the Texans plus 13.
Fuck you.
Okay, never mind. I'll just delete that.
To hell with you.
And I had the Falcons plus 7.5 over 2 key numbers, 2 know, awful I know, teams.
I know.
Short week for the Steelers.
But timeout. My problem is I like the Steelers in the game, so I don't want to be in a position here to go Falcons.
Trying
in some
to middle it.
Sick middle. Okay.
I'll kick the Falcons out, but will we keep the Titans?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But all right, so let me ask you this. Between these 4 teams, do you like two of them? Raiders, Jags, Steelers, Saints.
Well, the Raiders are down to one, but we could tease it to seven, mm-hmm. which is kind of a cushion given the way the Chargers play all these close games.
And the way the Chargers don't close games.
Yeah, so I'm willing to do it even though I have the Chargers because I'm comfortable
seven.
Middling. Okay.
Right. Jags. Are the Lions going to go out and win a game by double figures?
Well, we would tease them up to seven.
I'm not forcing any of these.
No,
I'm asking.
I don't want to do the Steelers. Saints? Come on, there's no way Brady blows out New Orleans, right?
Did you see Andy Dalton on Thursday Night Football against the Cardinals?
Okay, maybe that's
anything is as Kevin Garnett once said, anything is possible. I mean, the Lions.
We'll do Titans, Raiders.
Hold on. How many wins of the four Lion wins? How many are by more than seven?
Just the Giant game, I think.
I'm the Giants. Yeah. Oh boy.
They're all close, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, they beat the Commanders by nine way back in the
day.
Wow,
it feels like forever ago.
It was early September. Go ahead. I mean, I think Titans 11.5. I like it. Raiders plus the seven. I like it. I'd add the Saints. Take the 9.5. Let's cook. So we need a fourth. And by the way, we are what? Four of our last six?
Sounds right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Four of our last six.
Well, I mean, last
teasers.
Week we hit two. I mean, we hit the turkey teaser and the regular teaser. So it might be even better than that.
I mean, well, what do you want from me? So then what's the fourth one? Let's slate this. Come on.
We have different. I would like to do the Falcons, but you don't want to do the Falcons.
No.
You want to do
then
the Steelers?
Jags. Then go Jags. Okay. Jags getting seven. All right. So here's your teaser. Pays plus 240. We've been very good to you guys with these, so let's see what happens. Titans getting 11.5, Raiders getting 7, Saints getting 9.5, Jags getting 7. Not bad. Not bad. Here's my card. It's hideous. Commanders minus 2, Raiders getting 1, Jags getting 1, Steelers getting 1.5, Saints getting 3.5. I don't have any of the premium shit.
I was just going to say, this is a weekend where you get Dolphins, Niners, Bengals, Chiefs, Vikings, Jets.
When I have an opinion on a big game, I give it and I hit it. Okay, Big Game Mike is here. It's just I can't with these games.
You're gonna have people fight, like if they want to follow your picks, like fighting for the remote. Like, where can I get this game? No one wants to watch this game.
These are the games Red Zone won't even show you.
No.
But it's how you have to play if you want to win in the NFL.
All right, here's my card. Vikings minus 3, Titans plus 5.5, Dolphins plus 3.5, Chargers minus 1. I've got the under in Broncos, Ravens at 38.5. Commanders minus 2.5, and the Saints plus 3.5.
People, that's the card. A beautiful day of NFL football. I'm sorry that I picked the scourge games, but this is how you do it. Let's see if we can survive it. Everybody be responsible. Don't be a moron. That's Cash the Ticket. Download, rate, review, subscribe, and we are back at you Monday with the recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.